There could be controversy this Sunday at the Old South Church in Copley Square in Boston when the congregation votes on whether or not to sell off some of the church's historical assets to pay for building upgrades and expanded ministries. The proposed sale of colonial silver and a rare book has divided church members. WBUR's Monica Brady Meyerhoff has the story.
Old South Church was founded by Puritans in 1669. It's known for some of the famous Bostonians who were members, as visitors learn on tours led by Dick Yeo.
Benjamin Franklin, whose family lived right around the corner and his father was a deacon of the church, he was brought over on the day of his birth to be baptized at the old meeting house. Samuel Adams, who led the Tea Party, it was a member of this church.
But like many old churches these days, it has problems keeping up with maintenance and funding its outreach programs.
We think we are at a mission-critical moment now.
Nancy Taylor, senior minister of Old South, says the church is facing costly building repairs. Church leaders are in agreement they want to address the looming crisis by selling assets to bolster the endowment.
We can project forward and see where we have some real problems. We're trying to head that off now. We want to be and remain one of the strongest, vitalist, progressive Christian churches in Boston.
Old South's mission includes supporting more than 25 Boston nonprofits and keeping the church free and open to the public 7 days a week. The list of needed repairs include upgrading the heating system, adding central air conditioning to parts of the church, and installing a fire suppression system. One promising solution would be to sell some of its many historic artifacts, items so valuable they could fetch more than $20 million. The church owns two copies of the rarest book in the world, the Bay Psalm Book. Church leaders at Old South are proposing to sell one of the books at auction, as well as 19 pieces of colonial silver stored at the Museum of Fine Arts. Some members question whether the church really needs the money. The endowment is at $18 million, and the congregation and its yearly contributions are growing. Richard Wolf has been a member of the church for 35 years.
To sell these now for what is not really a major crisis is to break faith with those donors from the past. They may need a new boiler, but they don't need the rest of what they are asking for.
But a significant number of active church members support the idea. Emily and Rodney Click say it's about keeping the church's priorities straight.
We are about being church, not about holding on to things that are in a vault somewhere.
We're not a museum, and we're not a library. We're a church, and we need to keep this building open and keep it up to date and, make it safe.
One of the most vocal opponents to the sale is Old South Church historian Jeff Mackholm. In the rare book room at the Boston Public Library, he pulls out the two nearly identical Bay Psalm books.
Now, they are in boxes.
Mackholm carefully removes the small black leather-bound volumes from their cases. The Bay Psalm book is the first book printed in North America that still exists. Hundreds were printed, but only 11 have survived until today. Mackholm is not wearing gloves because when handling paper, he says, you need to be able to feel it. Otherwise, you could break or damage it.
You can flip through it. Here, listen. The paper is wonderful.
The musty smell of history wafts out.
These are the two rarest and most valuable published books in the world in private hands by far. The last time one of these books came up for auction in 1947, one of the books that Old South had once owned, now that's at Yale, it tripled the value of any published book ever sold.
The book was written by early church leaders who made new translations of the Psalms and put them in a meter so they could be sung. Here's Psalm 23.
Listen to this. Imagine singing this to a tune. The Lord to me a shepherd is, want therefore shall not I.
Mackholm says in the last 350 years, the church has been through other financial problems. And even though selling the silver and book were suggested, it never reached a membership vote. Mackholm dismissed the notion that the church's future will be in jeopardy without money from an auction.
We're not helping the people in the community by air conditioning offices. It is right for the members to question whether that has anything necessarily to do with the mission of the church. But these books do have something to do with the mission of the church.
Sing praise to God.
Before a recent service at the church, Trustee Tom Grant argued the idea of selling the historic assets has been in discussion for at least 5 years, and the congregation has had several open meetings about it.
As a trustee, we consider many different ways of financing and funding the church. We've looked at doing a capital campaign, and we've brought an outside expert in to say how much could we raise. We've done our own analysis about how much could we raise. It would be sort of like putting a Band-Aid on the problem. It wouldn't set us up for a sustainable future in this building.
But church historian Jeff Macomb says that's a limited view.
Those who think today that we might be in perilous conditions or in a death spiral are just suffering from a narrowness of perspective.
But Old South Church senior minister Nancy Taylor counters the Boston community wouldn't be losing a part of its history because the library would still have one copy of the Bay Psalm book, and the entire book is online.
We're still leaving Boston and the Boston Public Library with one of the most amazing collections of rare books, the Prince Collection, which is ours, which is still there. We're not talking about that, including the better of our two copies of the Bay Psalm book.
Congregational churches are like democracies. Two-thirds of the members present at the meeting Sunday must raise their hands in agreement for the Silver and Bay Psalm book to be sold. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Monica Brady-Meyerov.